Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming straight out of New York City, sort of like, what was it, that one of those paste picante sauce or something, I can't remember. Anyway, they're now revealing that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office failed to confiscate a gun used in an armed robbery by a serial offender who then fatally shot a man with that same weapon exactly a month later, according to a union boss. Tyrell Rogers, 29, allegedly pointed the silver revolver at his estranged girlfriend and stole her mobile phone while threatening to kill her on February 8th. He then allegedly killed a man with that revolver on March 8th after Bragg's office failed to issue a warrant that detectives on the robbery case requested. Detectives Endowment Association President Paul DiGiacomo. Asked, why didn't they act? Why did another New Yorker have to die? Now, it's not like Rogers was not didn't have a checkered past. He had 23 prior arrests on his record and was charged with murder in the second degree, attempted murder in the second degree, and criminal possession of a weapon for the March 8th killing. In the alleged February robbery, he pointed the silver gun at his girlfriend and her baby and said, give me the phone or I will kill you and everyone you love, according to court documents. Rogers then took the mobile phone and left the location. Detectives requested a warrant to look for the handgun after the robbery was reported on February 17th. DiGiacomo said the warrant never materialized. 2.5 weeks later, Rogers brought the gun to West 19th Street and 9th Avenue around 10 p.m. to meet a man he'd been arguing with over the phone, according to court records. It wasn't clear what the argument was about, but Rogers fired the weapon and a bullet struck the man he'd argued with in the right arm. The man's friend standing at his side was shot in the gut and pronounced dead about an hour later at Bellevue Hospital. Rogers was arrested 2 days later on March 10th, the day the warrant was finally executed by Bragg's office. They searched his apartment at 321 East 153rd Street and quickly confiscated the gun that video surveillance had showed him firing, according to records. It matched the description of the gun the girlfriend he told detectives Rogers used to threaten her. The detective wrote in court documents, inside the apartment are recovered a dark hooded jacket, dark mask, and dark colored backpack that appear to be consistent with the type of clothing the shooter wore on video. Inside of the dark backpack, inside of a fanny pack, I recovered a silver revolver. Rogers was sent to Rikers Island on $100,000 cash bail or $100,000 bond. When a question was sent to Bragg's office asking about what happened with the initial warrant request, that was never returned. So here we are, New York City. I mean, I would love to go to New York City. I'm not going to go because I can't carry a gun in New York City, and it sounds like I sort of need to. If the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again but expecting a different result, then anyone who is still committed to bail reform should probably be committed. And it's delusional to think that New York City will ever recover without restoring public safety. And that means undoing the disastrous legislation that continues to force judges to let dangerous repeat offenders back onto the street, like young Mr. Rogers. According to the New York Post, 29 people were shot in the Big Apple this past weekend alone. And while we've seemingly reached the end of the pandemic, most major crimes are still trending upward compared with 2 years ago. these stats and these incidents are not surprising. When you got the combination of Bragg and bail reform happening, this is the kind of thing that's going to happen. This is the result of several years of reckless anti-police policies from the state and city governments. Albany's bail reform turned the jails there into revolving doors. Judges can't even consider how dangerous a criminal is. Elected officials have spewed a bunch of anti-police rhetoric, and the cops, well, they're demoralized, demonized, and they don't even have qualified immunity anymore. The result is that New Yorkers are getting smeared with feces and stabbed or hit in the head with a hammer on their way to work. Now, Mayor Eric Adams is trying to turn the tide, but he can't do it without state lawmakers fixing their mistakes. When you've got a bunch of assaults being committed by career criminals and the mentally ill fill your newspapers every day, it's bad. Undoubtedly unaware, he is creating the perfect metaphor for how New Yorkers are forced to live now. Frank Abroqua, a mentally ill repeat offender, smeared his own feces on an unsuspecting commuter sitting on a subway platform. And that experience resonated in the media as evidence that the city had finally hit bottom. And despite a long rap sheet with 22 arrests, of course, Abroqua was released. And despite the progressives' war on cars, their bail reform and pro-criminal stances have ironically done more to encourage commuting by car to Manhattan than any automobile ad campaign ever could. One study estimates that Manhattan's core will see another 85,000 private cars daily by 2023, with an attendant drop in public transportation use. It's the Cloward and Piven convergence, I'm telling you. We all know lots of New Yorkers who've taken to driving to work. I know two or three. They may have started because of the pandemic, but many tell me they're sticking with their cars because of crime. And that means more traffic, more crashes, and less revenue for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. Not even congestion pricing can compete with mortal danger. And I have never been beaten with a hammer or smeared with feces in my car. Not once, ever. There's a story of a young lady that was afraid to take the subway after a frightening experience with an aggressive homeless man. So her would-be father-in-law arranged a car service for her. Many organizations want their employees back in the office, but not all can afford such an expense. Most workers have no such luxury of a car service. High crime on the streets and subways are going to cost New Yorkers jobs and businesses. Some people are getting off of the subway and getting on the buses, but that takes extra time. And that slower commute for these people takes a toll on their quality of life. But the epidemic of assault and murder on Asian Americans, for example, has made a lot of people concerned for everybody's safety. Especially if you fall under these descriptors of who they're targeting. And the politicians of Albany have put Mayor Adams in an impossible situation. They're doing to the city what Frank Abroqua did to that poor lady on the subway platform. Hochul is calling for changes to bail reform, but that's because she's seeing the polls now. Even the governor's proposal, which takes many cues from Adams' well-balanced subway safety plan, are going to likely meet resistance from legislators. But here's the thing. The bail reform zealots in the legislature have to face facts. As must the City Council of New York. Both Democratic and Republican voters care more about public safety, and they will vote for a governor they think will flush disastrous bail reform down the toilet and restore sanity to the greatest city in the world. So, there you have it. There it is. This is what happens when the leftist policies finally get to that point to where they are no longer controllable by the leftists. That is a big part of their problem. They can't control this once they get it loose. Sort of like COVID. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now then, I'm going to tell you that some realities. I'm going to give you 10 realities of Ukraine. Number one, reassuring an enemy what you are going to do ensures that the enemy will do just that, or what you will not do, excuse me. The enemy then will do just that and more. Unpredictability and occasional enigmatic silence. bolster deterrence. But since Joe Biden has diarrhea of the mouth, his predictable reassurance to Russian President Vladimir Putin that he would show restraint means Putin likely will not. Number two, no-fly zones don't work in a big power symmetrical standoff. In a cost-benefit analysis, they are not worth the risk of shooting down the planes of a nuclear power. They usually do little to stop planes outside of such zones shooting missiles into them. Sending long-range, high-altitude anti-aircraft batteries to Ukraine to deny Russian air superiority is a far better way of regaining air parity. Number three, Europe, NATO, and Germany in particular have de facto admitted that their past decades of shutting down nuclear plants, coal mines, and oil and gas fields have left them at the mercy of Russia. They're promising to rearm and meet their promised military contributions, and by their actions they are admitting that their critics, the United States in particular, were right, and they were dangerously wrong in empowering Putin. Number four, China is now pro-Russian. Beijing wants Russian natural resources at a discount. Russia will pay for overpriced access to Chinese finance, commerce, and markets because we have taken it all away. And yet, if Russia loses the Ukraine war, goes broke, and is ostracized as an international pariah, then China will likely cut the smelly Russian albatross from its neck in fear of a new Western financial, cultural, and commercial clout. Five. Americans are finally digesting just how destructive the humiliating flight from Afghanistan was. The catastrophe signaled Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran that Western deterrence had died in a very loud way. So no surprise that Russia sent missiles into a Ukrainian base near the Polish-NATO border. North Korea in January launched more missiles than in any one month in its history. Iran sent missiles into Kurdistan. China announces daily it's just a matter of time until they absorb Taiwan. The tens of billions of dollars of sophisticated weaponry sent to Ukraine by the West are still far less than what the U.S. military handed over to the terrorist Taliban when we pulled out. Six, the Ukraine war did not cause inflation or record gas prices. Both were already spiking by early 2022. The cause was the Biden administration's year-long expansion of the money supply at a time of post-COVID pent-up consumer demand. It foolishly continued de facto zero interest rates. Its generous COVID subsidies for the unemployed discouraged their return to work, and while slashing U.S. oil and gas production and pipelines. Prior to Putin's invasion, Biden was quite publicly blaming the greedy corporations, the oil companies, COVID, and Donald Trump, of course, for the inflation that he had birthed in 2021. And he was claiming undeniable high prices were only temporary or mostly an obsession of the elite. Number seven, Putin did not invade during the Trump tenure. Although he'd been more aggressive under previous American leadership with his prior attacks on Georgia, Ukraine, and Crimea. Russia stayed still when oil prices were low, fuel supplies in the West were plentiful, and the United States was confident. When the U.S. was neither bogged down in optional military interventions nor led by a president predictably accommodating to Russian aggressions, Russia stayed quiet. Putin took note of increased NATO and U.S. defense spending. He feared low global oil prices and record oil and American record oil. American oil and gas production. He was wary after unpredictable American strikes against enemies like ISIS, Abu al-Baghdadi, and the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. Eight, it is not escalation to send arms to Ukraine. The Russians far more aggressively supplied the North Koreans and the North Vietnamese in their wars against America without spreading the war globally. Pakistan, Syria, and Iran sent deadly weapons, many in turn supplied to them by Russia, North Korea, and China to kill thousands of Americans during the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. Number nine, Putin may never fully absorb Ukraine as long as it can easily be supplied across its borders by four NATO countries. and the U.S. deadlocked in the Korean War, lost the Vietnam War, was taught in Iraq and fled Afghanistan in part because its enemies were easily supplied by nearby border friends on the assumption the U.S. could not strike such abettors. Finally, number 10, it is not un-American to point out that prior American appeasement under the Obama and Biden administration explains not why Putin wished to go into Ukraine, but why he felt he could. It is not treasonous to say Ukraine and the United States previously should have stayed out of each other's domestic affairs and politics. But don't excuse Putin's savage aggression. It's not traitorous to admit that Russia for centuries relied on buffer states between Europe, lost when its Warsaw Pact satellite members joined NATO after its defeat in the Cold War. But that reality also does not justify Putin's savage action. And we don't need to sit here and rehash the past. We should learn from it. And then that would ensure Putin is defeated now and deterred in the future. You would know this, of course. If you didn't already know this, you would have known this. Had the media actually, reported to you. Had they actually... And instead of getting out there and trying to make this something where, okay, it's okay now for us to go to war because this is autocracy versus democracy, which it isn't. if they'd done that, then, we wouldn't be here 5 weeks into this combat operation. Me trying to point a few things out. But hey, that's the media, right? This is the way the media does things. So you have that way, I do guess. On the other hand, thank goodness there's talk radio. Sometimes I get asked, Bill, if you put down the media so much, aren't you the media? No, I am not the media. I'm the counter. We're the counter. They know that. That's why they would try to crush communication if they could. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States government has formally declared that members of the Russian armed forces have committed numerous war crimes in Ukraine, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a statement. The official U.S. declaration that Moscow has violated the laws of conflict comes after Blinken, President Joe Biden, and Deputy Secretary Wendy Sherman all said it was their personal opinion that war crimes had taken place. Blinken said, "Today, I can announce that based on information currently available, the U.S. government assesses that members of Russia's forces have committed numerous war crimes in Ukraine." He also said, "We are committed to pursuing accountability using every tool available, including criminal prosecution." The World Health Organization is saying that several European nations are facing their new spike in COVID-19 cases because they scrapped their pandemic restrictions too soon, including the UK, France, Italy, and Germany. This is USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has blasted the National Collegiate Athletic Association for allowing transgender swimmer Leah Thomas to compete against biological women. He said the NCAA is basically taking efforts to destroy all of women's athletics. They're trying to undermine the integrity of the competition, and they're crowning somebody else the women's champion. DeSantis has joined a chorus of conservatives in criticizing the organization over its position on transgender athletes and University of Pennsylvania swimmer Thomas. Transgender women have been allowed to compete in women's sports in the Olympics since 2003 and the NCAA since 2010. The Supreme Court threw out the Wisconsin state legislative maps that were preferred by Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, and selected by Wisconsin's top court. Republicans had complained that Evers' maps moved too many people to create more district with the majority black and Hispanic voters in violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Having one of those days, I'm having one of those cricks in my neck where it feels like my neck needs to crack. And every time I go to try to manipulate my head around and make that happen, it feels like I'm going to murder myself. So if you hear something that sounds like a wet sapling and then silence, that was just me trying to get a little relief. When you look back over the last 60 years and think of anti-war types, they've been Democrats and other leftists. And when you look back over the last 2 years and think of pro-lockdown, pro-mask, and pro-vaccine types, they've also been Democrats and other leftists. So with these two facts in mind, anti-war but pro-totalitarianism, you'll find this fascinating because somebody decided to take a look at the different responses that vaccinated versus unvaccinated people have in the conflict in Ukraine. This just tells you how repetitive it's getting out there in the media, to where they're going out there and trying to put it together. Jack Posobiec tweeted out a chart based on data from Echoes Research Associates, a Canadian polling company, showing that the more vaccinated people were, 3 or more shots, the higher their rates of support for doing anything that they could to support Ukraine, including Western military involvement. Gil McCowan, the president of the Alberta Federation of Labor, thinks he knows why this is. And on Twitter he goes, "The polling from Echoes highlights an important fact. The anti-vaxxers among us simply don't care about others. They're suffering from a huge deficiency of empathy. Why have we allowed this mean-spirited minority to wield such power? It has to stop." Oh, goodness. I have my own theory, and it doesn't involve lacking empathy or being selfish. Instead, it's about the Cold War and the end of the Cold War and the New World Order, and it applies to leftists, whether in Canada or the United States. Because I'm betting the results would be identical if someone asked the same questions of Americans. During the Cold War, old-fashioned Democrats were anti-communist and supported the war. These Democrats, though, became jaded for two reasons. Number one, as veterans of World War II, they understood that the government was badly bungling the Vietnam War, helped along by Walter Cronkite's fake news about the Tet Offensive. So they soured on it, and number two, they realized that their children were the cannon fodder in this poorly handled conflict. The new Democrats, the people on college campuses like Obama's friends Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, were not anti-communist. They were very pro-communist. They opposed the Vietnam War for two reasons. As products of American academia, they supported the Viet Cong. And number two, also as products of American academia, they opposed anything that would benefit what they were already viewing as an evil, imperialist, racist, sexist nation that did not deserve any sort of support. Then came Iraq and Afghanistan, and the 1960s war protesters had completed their takeover of academia. They and the generations of students they had raised up opposed the war for two reasons. Number one, they supported anyone who attacked America because they were another generation trained on anti-Americanism. And number two, they despised George Bush because he was not a Democrat, so his war was automatically bad. And this is separate from whether the wars were wise, by the way. Then along came Trump and COVID, and the anti-war protesters from the 60s and the 2000s despised Trump more than any other human being ever. Additionally, the youngins had absorbed the concentrated American hatred of two to three generations of leftist academics. They embraced COVID not just because they're fearful people, but because they saw it as an opportunity to destroy Trump. They also quickly realized that COVID was giving them political and social power that they'd always dreamed of so they could take, you know, they could break down and remake America. So in both Canada and America, the new leftists, the ones with who embraced COVID wholeheartedly, have in place hard left governments that they support with religious fervor for sharing their dream of destroying the Western liberty democratic experiment. And these governments and their media outlets despise Putin. Some possible reasons, the Trump-Russia hoax, Putin's hostility to gays, Putin not being a communist. Conversely, these governments and their media outlets like Ukraine, because at least since 2014, it's been a money-laundering nation. Think Hunter Biden and Burisma, which all government, all corrupt government, governments and ruling class people need. Because it's all about the Benjamins. And the Canadian and American establishments are therefore propagandizing wildly for Ukraine and seeking to outdo each other in their rhetoric. And that's not to make Putin a hero. He's bad, too. They're all bad. Only the civilians on the ground getting killed are the innocents in all of this. Government is always a problem. This gets us to the massively vaccinated strong support for the war. They trust the establishment figures who shared with them a hatred for the West, pro-Western wars. Putin and Donald Trump. And if the ruling class says war is good, well, damn, this war must be a good one. But once again, let me point out to you that this is all being fed to you via the media. All being fed to you via the media. And you should never, ever let that go, because the government is going to come and go. These academics are going to die away. There will be others that come up behind them. I don't know how good they will be, because they have been told for decades now they're a victim. And it's very hard to be a strong leader when you're convinced that you're a victim. I just don't know how that works out. In the interim, we have all these things going on here, right? I mean, in the news, I was listening, and Beverly Hills has had another big crime event, another smash and grab where they took millions of dollars worth of jewelry. I was about to say groceries. That'd take up more space. Jewelry doesn't take up that much space. And this all started. All of that started because they decided to decriminalize shoplifting for anything less than $950. When they decriminalize that, this is that's the gateway drug. Where you can just roll in there with a buggy and just fill up the buggy, take your Texas instrument calculator, make sure you don't go over the approved total, and there you have it. So, and now they've got what they've got going on now. And you see this in L.A. You see this in New York City. COVID is gone now. COVID, while everybody was out there saying, oh, well, because it's COVID, because people locked down, and it's this and it's that. That's the problem when you create this sort of a monster. Once you make it, this is like Frankenstein. You can't control it. That's why Antifa cannot be controlled. This is why BLM cannot be controlled, although haven't heard from BLM lately. I think they're suffering a lot of internal turmoil. But that was an interesting look at things, to get out there and look at the sum total of what makes a leftist. And that was just two items. Actually three. War, communism, and COVID-19. They're always looking to reset you. They always think you need transforming. They always think that you need to be changed. They always think that you should be a victim. You should be afraid. It's all about fear. It's all about fear. The big problem, and I saw Kid Rock being interviewed by Tucker Carlson the other day. He was asking him about all the attempts to cancel Kid Rock, and Kid Rock simply said, I just don't care. And that's the thing. This isn't about relevance on social media. This is about freedom that transcends everything. That's the big thing. That's all there is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and back. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio. I don't mean to keep hitting my mic. Sorry about that. This is Lock and Load. For those of you that are looking at, the war, for those of you that think that the war cannot be won by the Ukrainians, let's talk about that. Senator John Cornyn from Texas discussed with America's Newsroom his time in Germany and Poland meeting Ukrainian refugees. Trying to, get a sense. They always do that. So, let's push that aside. I didn't think that it would last this long, much less that Kiev would push the massive Russian army back on its heels. And instead, that's exactly what's happening right now. Right now. That's all that's happening. They know it. And here we have a modern example of the biblical story of the young David with a slingshot and a stone standing up against the armor-clad Philistine giant Goliath, egging for a take-all fight. Could he beat Goliath? Yes, because Goliath was way too much of a, he was way too much of a, too cocky. And he underestimated the shepherd boy. And Russia's Vladimir Putin, Goliath, massed nearly 200,000 troops on Ukraine's border, calling for that nation's capitulation. A winner-takes-all outcome. Ukraine ignored that. And they set forward and proved themselves far more capable than the Russians ever anticipated. Even Putin's top Chechen ally, Ramzan Kadyrov, has criticized the Russian effort, shouting the assault was too slow and was fiddling with Ukraine. Russian soldiers said the brutal Chechen are not effective, and then he called on Putin to give harsher orders. The Putin war machine is totally unimpressive at this particular moment to me, starting with his flawed Ukraine campaign plan. His intel, which apparently wasn't very good, totally underestimated the Ukrainians, and his army was not prepared for what was coming. He fielded a force of poorly trained soldiers, vertically no air-to-ground capability, inadequate logistics, and his equipment was not up to a fight with a determined, capable enemy. And these flaws virtually guaranteed a long, bloody quagmire. Now, these failures, on top of significant human and equipment losses, have forced Putin into reverting to what he did in Chechnya and Syria, which is a total destruction strategy. Because taking Ukrainian cities like Kiev, which he now surrounds, would require far more Russian soldiers, because in city fighting, the defender has at least a fivefold advantage. Thus, this tyrant is turning his vast arsenal of long-range weapons to depopulate Ukrainian cities. And the war of attrition ends only when either Putin no longer has the means or will, or the will to fight, or the Ukrainians can't survive more destruction and killing. The David-like Ukraine brought to this fight more than bravery and a slingshot. They seem quite determined, and they are quite capable, fighting for their survival with a home field advantage. And they caught Putin's army off guard, and now they're extracting a heavy price on Moscow. So, a Ukrainian Special Forces leader said, "We go out to hunt and destroy Russians." The Russians certainly didn't come here expecting that, expecting that we know how to fight. Taking the fight to the Russians is effective, such as destroying Russian armor, a reported 93% kill rate. That's so one, I mean, it's so one-sided, it's, you just, you, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what to think. At every corner, Ukrainians meet Russians and refuse to give ground. A Ukrainian soldier said of his enemy, "We are in shock at how dumb their behavior is. Now we mostly focus on hitting their rear, their supply convoys, because if they don't get fuel, they can't do anything. These attacks are Putin's Achilles heel, because at some point his army's morale will vaporize and desertions will skyrocket." It is a possibility that the Ukraine war could last years, like the Soviet campaign in Afghanistan, a long, costly affair that bleeds Moscow dry, or Putin might recklessly expand the war to the rest of Europe, which would be stupid. He is so, right now, he's so bogged down in the Ukraine that going out and trying to expand his war front, sort of stupid. But then again, the way he invaded, sort of stupid. It's more likely that a variety of factors will weigh on his decision to sue for a face-saving outcome. These indicators would include unsustainable battlefield losses, home front protest economic collapses, the departure of Western businesses, and a lack of expected Chinese support. As a matter of fact, if the Chinese support doesn't come, I don't think he can last at all. But, and hopefully he seeks peace before he reverts to the total destruction of all Ukrainian cities, or dares expand the war to NATO, which are both unlikely and unsustainable alternatives. So, here's the four scenarios where this could bring an end to the fighting in Ukraine. First, Ukraine fights Russia to a draw and negotiates the withdrawal of Russian forces, possibly giving up much of eastern Ukraine and all claims to Crimea. They're forced to renounce ever joining NATO and the European Union. Also, Moscow will almost certainly require a new election and constitution that mandates Ukraine embrace a permanent neutral status. Second, Russia wins and dismembers Ukraine and installs a puppet government. But they would likely face years of insurgency and being considered a global pariah, weighed down by crippling sanctions, sputtering forward thanks only to China's economic support. That's if they get it. They lose, probably China cuts them loose. Meanwhile, the annihilation of Ukraine sparks a new Cold War with NATO that finds barriers separating the new East from West, and forward deployed combat forces face off on both sides of a new Iron Curtain. Third, there is a real possibility that somehow the West intervenes in the fight and convinces Moscow to withdraw to avoid escalation to nuclear war, while the West removes all sanctions and provides guarantees that Ukraine will never become a member of NATO or the EU. And at that point, the West launches a Marshall Plan-like program to help rebuild Ukraine and return to the status quo antebellum. Fourth, a real David-like best outcome for the West and Ukraine is the withdrawal of Russian forces and the restoration of the state. Snowcroft Center says that's one of the rosiest possible scenarios, which allows the Ukraine resistance, and they overcome the odds and grind Moscow's advantage to a halt. Then the wounded Putin seeks an escape as his country turns on him. Each of those bring an end to hostilities, but leaves open the possibility of a future East-West war. So, yeah, David can win this, Albeit at the cost of thousands of lives, much of Ukraine's infrastructure, and the advent of European tensions not seen since the end of the old Cold War. And the price of this conflict, even with the rosiest scenario, leads to a heavy peace in which Ukraine unlikely ever again really enjoys the freedom and prosperity it experienced since the demise of the former Soviet Union. All of this is clearly evident, and it was always going to happen since Biden became president. I'm just telling you the way it worked. Biden was out there talking about how this was, you know, a slight incursion, a minor incursion, how that would work and all this other stuff. Getting out there and greenlighting that, what do you expect this guy was going to do? Now, of course, it is a fine thing to get out here and talk about, we got this and we got that, and in the meantime, David could beat Goliath. It is a distinct possibility. And you know what we've got going on? We got hour number two that is inbound. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.